Yeah, check this out, my nigga.
Don't have it as issue. Don't have it to rip your way to tell you how could you take it. Bob, Bob can't serve your breakfast in there.
Oh no.
Yeah, save your body. Yeah, love your feet. Yeah, he can't compete for not a love. Come over.
You need that real type of love. Oh, 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 yeah. Can't be too.
I won't love you up.
Your body needs to be loved. Slow down, yeah. Wait, it got me. See, Bob, Bob can't kiss, don't die. No, Bob can't share, you won't be right. Bob can't save this heart. I can go home.
I'm going over there. I'm going to
be better. I'm moving for
I know. You think that you can take Bob anywhere? But Bob can't crush your skin, help you stretch and thin. And if you ask all your girlfriends, I'm sure you'll agree that Bob, Bob don't talk dirty to you.
Bob don't get all pretty with you. Bob don't turn it around and make
the bed bounce, 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 bounce.
Bring
that
feel, you need that real candy girl.
I know, as he was starting to scream, I know he was getting excited. I know he was getting excited.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. I was like, oh, what are you doing? Wait.
Ooh, he,
that ain't the regular song.
Listen, he is talking the panties off. You hear me?
Mm-mm. Baby, stay on. Well, what? So let me ask you a question. What they call, like, if somebody don't wear panties, right? So is they still talking their panties off, or what they doing?
Oh, at that point, you talking straight to the cooter. Hey, if she ain't got no panties on, you can't talk to the panties if she ain't got none. At that point, you talking to the cooter. That thing from the snap, crackle, and pop around here a little bit, you know? That's all I'm saying. I'm not in charge of the cooter, but... I played that song, Helen, because I know we got an hour show, and I want to do something a little different tonight. Tonight is going to be a Dr. Feelgood production. I haven't done a Dr. Feelgood production in a while. So when I do Dr. Feelgood, I like to open up the lines right away. So if you're listening in tonight, the number is 563-999-3090. So what we're going to talk about.
I know that number by heart now.
Really?
Yes.
You have been on this show. Listen, you have been on this show entirely too long if you could actually save the show. Matter of fact, let's do something. Okay. So let's before we get to what we're going to talk about. All right. Since we know you know the number by heart, what's the email address?
DJsRoundtable@gmail.com.
You missed. Almost. You forgot the number 19. That's it.
Oh, shit. That is right. Ooh.
That's it. That's all you missed. But that lets me know that you respond to the correspondence. You see the information that's out there. You do the email. Like, you're treating it like a business. Like, you listen. You pay attention. Because a lot of people who are in entrepreneurship, they don't treat it like such. And then they wonder why they don't succeed. But that's not where we're going tonight. We're not talking about business tonight. I want to talk about relationships, but I don't want to talk about relationships from the standpoint of you. I want to look at it from a different standpoint. I want to look at the standpoint of the relationship through your mate's eyes.
Sorry.
And the reason why is because I meet so many people, and when I talk to them, and I tell people all the time, they say, why do you feel like your current relationship is healthy? And I said, because the greatest part about my current relationship is I look at my relationship through her eyes. And someone said, but you can't do that. I said, actually, you can. I said, because here's the thing. Here's what I learned to look at. People say, well, you can't be happy being in a relationship like that. And I said, I'm not trying to be happy. I'm already happy. See, the reason why I look at a relationship through someone else's eyes is because, Helen, do you know what the only requirements I told my wife I needed in order to get married?
I think we discussed this one time, and I think it was communication.
That's number one. What's number two?
Number two,
Number two is easy.
Number two is sex. Okay. Well, see, that conversation we had, the main focus of that conversation was communication.
And here's why. Let me explain to you why number one and number two are what they are. And somebody says, you can't go out here and make these. You might want to tag some people tonight. If they're in relationships, they want to call in tonight. They want to listen. You might want to go on your page and tag. Cause we're going to get
people. I already made a poll.
Here's what people miss. Number one, communication. Here's why. Most people, this is not even American statistic. Most people struggle at effective communication. Now, I didn't say they struggle at talking. Niggas can flap their gums all day long.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes time, when it comes time to tell somebody exactly what it is you need to say to a person, most people absolutely cringe at having an honest conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just talking about husband and wife. I want you to go to work. Go ask your supervisor a real question and see how quickly you get a real answer. Ask a politician a real question and see how long it takes for them to ask the football coach, is your son really going to get some playing time if he sucks? I'm not saying that we don't know how to talk, but we don't know how to effectively talk. So number one on my list was I had to have somebody who could effectively talk to me. People miss that last part, talk to me, because sometimes, Helen, and we go through this, this is even true in our relationship. There are times that you have yelled at me, and I'm your mentor.
Could you be showing that?
Hold on now, this ain't got nothing to do with the reason behind it now, damn it. We're just talking
I'm
about.
I'm just saying, you be showing that, so I have to. Sometimes.
First of all, I don't show out, I show up.
Well, yeah, I mean, you do that too, but goddamn, you show out at the same time. I'm trying to tell you.
They're not, well, because they wasn't ready. That's not my problem. Don't get ready, be ready.
Baby, look here. I love it.
Because, you know, like, okay, Helen, because I'm waiting on people to call in. We'll get back to this after this commercial break. We'll get back to the relationship topics. But Helen, let's talk about something real quick, because I run into this problem all the time. And since you kind of jumped there, we're going to run with it real quick into this commercial break. Why is it that, and I get it, because I don't do, I guess, when people, I had to actually do an analysis on myself, Helen. So we're going to have a conversation with the analysis that I do on myself, because I want to put it in a way people can understand it. I don't want to talk over or under anybody. I want the middle of the road person to get it. So I had a conversation with myself, and it went like this. Donald, you have to make yourself somewhat look like how everybody else constructs life. Now, for Helen, you understand that looking at how I do business entrepreneurially.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you look at what I do and how I get there, and if you look at what everybody else expects it to look like, I'm completely confusing to most people. Right? But here's the problem that none of them have understood. Once you've had the conversation with me, you actually understand very clearly. And if you don't understand very clearly, it's probably because you either didn't ask a question or you didn't follow up with more detail.
I'm glad you said that, because I was going to say the elevator probably ain't go to all the way to the top.
You're going to make me choke. What you're not going to do is make me die over here. But I said it like that because here's what I want people to understand is, it's not that anybody that you're dealing with is typically a difficult or unreasonable person, but most people actually suck at having an actual conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants what everybody else has. Everybody wants to be like everybody else. But how many of us are really willing to sit down and go the entire extra mile with anything? And so what I realized is, I'll give you a perfect example. My wife asked me this question. She said, what's the difference between single you, dating you, and married you? And I gave her one answer. I said, there's only two different people. I said, there's married me and there's non-married me. And she said, why do you look at it that way? I said, marriage is the only time that you're supposed to 100% commit to somebody. And the person looked at me and they said, that's not true. If we boyfriend and girlfriend, we 100% committed. I said, then I don't know your grandparents. Because I know when I was dating coming up, my grandmother said to me, baby, don't put all your eggs in that one basket if you ain't sure what that basket made out of.
Dating younger,
gee,
I would have got my head knocked out.
Oh, we ain't talking about like 12, 13, 14. We talking about 15, 16,
17, 18. Shit, I was still scared.
Oh, well, see, you come to part of the Carolinas where they still killing niggas.
Right? Look, they knew that. Oh, you might know it. Oh, hell no, leave alone.
Look, first of all, this is how I knew I couldn't marry nobody in North Carolina. First of all, when people ask you who your peoples is before y'all start the conversation, that's when I knew it was time for me to leave.
Who your people? Your grandma now. But
right. Look, then you know it's bad when they start getting specific. You talking about the one on Haymount Hill? That one? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Bruh, I'm trying to tell you. You talking about the ones that stay over there all 15? Oh, bro, what's up, cousin?
Right. Like, listen. When that conversation starts going down that road, when you black, like I can't speak for white people, but when you black, that automatically would mean that you just related to somebody. So we're going to take this quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm so sure you nigga hate that shit, though. These niggas came back and get questions, man. This nigga be with real folk, man. These niggas want to chill themselves, man. Yo,
General holistic health, beauty, and wellness problems with Mother Nature's solutions. Consultant perks, wholesales, and professional sized products are available. Visit ashemporiumet.com. They are our title sponsor. Helen. Baby, have you taken the time to enjoy that tea?
Yes, I told you. The one I've been drinking was the Zeal Energy Tea.
I did the Zeal. I finally did it today. And when I tell you, because I was like, okay, let me eat healthier because I needed to get my energy, because I'm not going to lie. This, when I tell people, fall season really means what it means. Like, you literally go through, like, an energy dump because you come off of the high energy of the summer. And so, like, most people really crash in the fall at some point. They burn out.
And not even only that, October now lasts us 12 years.
Yeah, October been a motherfucker, too. But that tea is worth every cent. I'm not lying to you. I'm on the Zeal. My mother-in-law and my wife is on the cold and flu because my wife got sneezed on and somebody gave her the little heebie-jeebies. And when I tell you, she's like, oh, my God, I'm starting to feel better already. She only been on it for a couple of days. She's like, oh, my God, I'm already feeling better because she's the type of person that she get a cold, it's like she just got destroyed. It's like nuclear holocaust on her immune system.
And luckily, I just got over my cold, so I ain't even had to use the cold one. So I got that put up for safekeeping.
Ooh,
but in Rock and Ride, I got to sit waiting on it.
When I tell you that cold and flu, when it get cold for real, look, let me tell you how serious I am about it. Because, like, you know, that was a sponsor package. She sent us that off for love. But when I tell you, it's official. For the cold, flu, and the Zeal, and then it's three of them, right? I haven't did the third one yet. But I can tell you right now, when I need Tina, that's where I'm going to for those three reasons right there. Now, somebody else better come up with something greater, because I'm telling you right now, it's official. Like, when we do tea, if it ain't Ash Emporium tea, don't make me no tea.
I don't want it.
If you book me for an event and you don't got Ash Emporium tea, I'm going ahead and let you know you need to go ahead and order it, because that's all I'm drinking at your show. So I'm sorry, I'm bougie like that, but I'm one of those people that when I'm in the black community and I find something that I really enjoy, this is no longer selling for me. This is no longer marketing for me. That is now a brand that is now a part of my household. So when I run out of tea, I'm sorry, Walmart, sorry, Publix, sorry, whoever, you can't get my coins. That's where I'm going to. That is now my brand. I've already ordered me a T-shirt. I've already ordered me a mask. That is my brand now. So if you want to be like, hey, when I drink tea, just know I'm putting on my shirt and my mask. I'm taking some pictures. I'm going to drink my tea.
With your pinky up.
Hey, all of that. All of that. Like, I hope she knows. Like, I've never given nobody, don't get me wrong, she's already paid for her advertisement. Me reading the commercials is everything that I'm supposed to do. But what, I'm one of those people, when you make me a believer, because, Helen, you have heard people say the hardest thing to do is get him to be convinced of something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm convinced that tea is worth I don't care the price. Like, I didn't even ask her the price. I just told her, I said, look, I'm going to need
And
you.
Even for the price of the box, that's a good price for the quality and the love that's in it. It's worth it.
It's worth it. Listen, it's worth more. The entire experience. Like, I'm almost at the point where I want to sit down with her. I want to come up with a big bat blend, like, for the show. Like, I want to blend specifically just for the show. That we can mix with alcohol, like that's what I want.
Ooh.
So I'm gonna tell her right now. You're gonna come up with a fourth blend. It's gonna be the big. And here's the crazy part of it. I don't even want no money off of it, but I want a blend under her brand, cause it's worth it, and she's that good.
Yeah, she did that.
She did that. She did that.
I'm gonna keep saying that because, baby, woohoo, Chad.
It is hard to impress me because I see so many people be so lazy and take shortcuts. And what I tell people is, I'm not saying, like, I can tell you, for me personally, people are like, oh my God, you don't got labels and all this other cute stuff on your stuff. I said, yes, but I got the best product that you can get. And because I'm wholesaling it mostly, I'm not gouging you in the head because I want to make sure that other people can be able to make a profit when they make their products. And people look at me and they say, well, Donald, you just can't do that. And I said, well, why? I keep getting told all these things I can't do. And the only question that I ever ask is why. And you know what the answer I get back is?
What?
I usually get somebody else's reason on why I can't do it. Not because I can't physically do it, but the reason why they don't want me to really do it. Because the answer is never that I can't do it, or it's never that it's because it's bad for me to do it. It's usually something that benefits someone else. And that's the sad part about relationships. Do you know most relationships are like that? We don't even look at relationships anymore as a standpoint of saying that I'm in a relationship with you because I love you. I'm in a relationship now with you to change you. And I say it every day. Oh, if you're gonna be in a relationship with me, we gotta believe in the same God. If you're gonna be in a relationship with me, we gotta vote the same. If you go, and I'm like, all of these things are individual rights. Everything that y'all keep telling everybody that they gotta do just like you are all individual rights.
People do the most.
Like,
it's okay to like have a preference, but you can't really sit there and tell somebody, oh, they gotta believe the same as you, or they Well, look, keep it moving because that person ain't for you.
Right. Here's what I tell people. If you live in the moment and get to know the person, you'll quickly learn that that person ain't for you. You ain't got to fake it. I don't give a damn. Listen, we've all laid with somebody and realized after we laid with them that, oh, no, this is not going to be a good, healthy relationship.
And then you make that face like, I done fucked up.
See? And when you... And I tell people like this, the I have fucked up moment comes at different stages, but sometimes you better hope you find that bitch sooner than later.
Sooner than later. Because, baby,
because
when
don't you
make
don't,
it out.
Because here's the thing. When it takes you a long time to figure out you done fucked up. See, when it takes you a long time to figure out that you done fucked up, baby, guess what? That one fuck up is compounded with all the other fuck ups you're now getting ready to deal with. That's why I tell people, they like, so you didn't have no problem with that being a one night stand? I said, nah. I said, at the worst, if I fucked up, I mean, it was a one night stand. But if I fucked around and dated her and that was a fucked up situation, now I got to deal with all the fucked up that comes with that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But if I just realized that that situation was fucked up, I could have cut that off at the knees and been good.
And not even only that. Sometimes we ignore the red flags just because we think.
Sometimes, all the time.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And it's like, hey, look, I'm here. And you know, bitch, just finally one day that bitch just, what are you doing? And you know, you got to get it together. At that point, once that whole thing out, it's over.
Because here's the thing. Our ancestors, God bless some of them, have given us some of the most fucked up advice when it comes to relationships. Like some black families give some of the dumbest fucking advice. We ain't talking about just the Thot families either. Like, I'm gonna need y'all to stop acting like it's just the Thot families that's getting it wrong. I'm talking mm-hmm. to all the well-to-do families too. Bitch, y'all dying too.
Only that, some of these well-off families, the only reason mama and daddy still together is that they built. While daddy out here playing with Tanya, Tina, Shirley and them.
And Frank. don't leave out Jim, James, and Tyrone.
Not Tyrone. Oh Lord, I'm still good. But that's the truth.
Help, help, come on, help.
I knew you were singing. Come on, man. Listen, that, look, let me tell y'all. First of all, they don't even understand. That song came out on a Tuesday night on the Midnight Groove. You had to be on the radio to know about that back in the day.
Look here. That song was a staple in every black household.
Listen, when this song came on, you knew somebody's daddy was about to get their ass whooped.
What? Big facts. And the bag was sitting on the porch.
Oh, listen, that's the one thing about, listen, being a 70s, 80s baby, listen, you knew when somebody's daddy got in trouble.
Whatever, go off the music they playing, and you better know, you better not show your ass that day, or you gonna get that ass tore up, even though it wasn't that serious.
And women had hands back then.
The wrong way.
Listen, they had hands back then. I don't know about these little girls now, because I've seen some of their fights and some of their, you know, some of these videos they want to put up to my world
so
star
half,
stuff.
No, see, half of them think they too high. That they say they don't believe in spanking the child.
They don't believe in what?
Spanking a child because it messed them up. Spanking?
They don't believe in.
Abuse,
they don't believe in.
Maybe.
They don't believe in what?
Spanking.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you this question. If you stick your hand in fire, what happens?
You get burnt.
What happens with a burn?
It hurt. Mm-hmm.
And you realize right then and there, if you don't know anything else about fire, you know if that flame hit your skin, it's a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
It's not till you learn later on in life that you can move your hand through it fast and it don't do nothing. But you don't know that yet because you're young and you're slow and you're inexperienced. Because inexperience moves slowly. It doesn't move fast. Inexperience got to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Inexperience got to get comfortable. That's why we always laughed at the boys back in the day who were still virgins talking a big game. Bro, you sound like you don't know what you're talking about. Because, baby, that
half of them still do that and don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Hell, 40 and 50 and still don't know what
exactly
they're talking about.
Exactly. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
listen.
What?
I'm gonna share something with you that most people don't know it, and that whoever's listening tonight, they're gonna learn something about me. This is funny. One of my funniest things to do is engage in people who decide that they want to talk sex, out loud or through conversation. And here's why. Let me tell you why that is an absolute funny conversation. Is because most people say shit to say shit when they talk. But I'm one of those people, if you say something, I'm actually going to ask you a question about it. And so what people don't realize is when a person genuinely asks you a question, a real question, about what it is that you just said, and you don't know the answer, but this is something that you do regularly, please, I need all of America that is listening and around the world that is listening to the sound of my voice. You sound stupid when people ask you questions and you can't answer the question, but you just told everybody you was the expert.
Mm-hmm. And then they try to laugh it off like, man, I ain't even about to go there with you. But you're the one that just took it there.
Come on, man. And then they want to be mad when you don't want to have a conversation with them about the foolishness that they said. But see, I'm going to keep asking the questions. Because, see, here's going to be one of the two things that we're going to figure out real quick about me and you. One, you ain't going to want to talk to me too much longer because I actually want to have a conversation. And two, you're going to be mad because you're like, damn, this nigga actually really wanted to have a conversation.
This man might really know more than me. Female may really know what the hell she's talking at. Cause I run into them egos when I used to game all the time. And I'm like,
right.
Hey, you don't even know what you're talking about.
I stopped gaming. Here's why I stopped gaming. I stopped gaming when I realized that the games went from being you just had to have skills until there was actually literally you could go out and just basically buy a perfect team or a perfect person and then go play the game. And I'm like,
you know what they doing now though? Well, see, I used to play Call of Duty. It's some kind of stuff you can buy to put on your controller to better up your game. Like when you play in Call of Duty, they got some kind of Call of Duty sticks and stuff like that for your remote control. I'm like, bro, if you need all that to cheat, why play the game?
Fuck that, because like I tell them, go get me Tecmo Bowl or Super Tecmo Bowl and come whoop my ass then.
Look here, they used to hate me, especially dudes when I used to play Call of Duty.
Sure
they hear my voice because, you know, the opposite team can only hear you when you kill them. So I yell peekaboo. They be like, oh, that's a beat. Yeah. And I just killed you. And I'm going to kill him again.
Yep. And I'm going to kill again. When it got into the online for the game, and that I became a dinosaur, and I bowed out because I was. Here's the thing with black folks: black folks don't never like to do nothing for fun. Everything got to be a competition.
I love it.
And don't get me wrong,
I haven't played since like January because I took the time to step back for me and for my brand and to focus on me. But that gaming, that's my thing.
I had to walk away from it because everybody wanted me to be competitive, and I'm like, that's not where I'm competitive at. I'm competitive in life, and not that I'm competitive in life that I want more than people. I'm competitive in life where I want to do what I got to do, and so I can chill, because I want to chill, and when I chill, I want to chill good. Like I want to chill in comfort. I like to chill big. Like I don't know how to chill on a small level. Like I tell people, and for me, chilling is me butt naked with bottles around me.
You saw me when I was there. Look at every morning I wake up, I stood in that flow view mirror, butt booty bone naked, and can't move.
Chill big. I chill big, but I tell people, in order to chill big, you got to do big things. And so when I tell people my biggest risk have always been on myself, I let them know. Donald Baptiste, Big Bap LLC, is a brand. I am exactly what I say I am. The sad part is most of the people that's out here who are emulating the things that we do are not even close to being what they say they are. Y'all are lying so bad to every relationship that y'all get in that y'all are destroying the possibility of even being in a relationship. We do not know how to walk up to a person and say, hi, my name is such and such, and give them the raw, undacted truth. Because, Helen, when I met you for the first time, I met you in your truth. You drove down, you was tired, you was on vacation, but you was like, I'm going to get down here first, because once I get down there, I can relax. So I'm the first stop you saw when you even hit Florida.
Yes, sir. Got to get business done first.
And guess what? You walked right into my laboratory of all my, you was like, this bro really do what he do.
Yes, sir. And you had, boy, look out. This man had me pull up 9 o'clock in the morning, y'all.
Hey, you're not going to blame that on. Why you keep blaming that on me? First of all, what was you in Florida for? Let's back up. What was you in Florida for?
It was my birthday, And also, my homeboy had a show.
Don't, like Grandma said, don't go too fast. Slow down. You came to town for your birthday, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, when I talked to you on the phone, I said, well, what you plan on doing for your birthday? Now, the Leo in you was yelling. See, I told you we were going to get back around and talk about the Leo. The Leo in you was like, we finna show out. Ooh, turn up. Yes,
turn
you ready?
So,
please. Don't try to act like, he got me drunk like I wasn't already wired. I'm just letting everybody know.
Yeah.
She drove down here, she was ready.
Hey, y'all, I kid y'all not. I could pull over on the highway because they played Juvenile back that ass.
See? She was ready.
And I was driving by myself.
See? Ready. Ooh. You can't listen. That's what I tell people. These Leos are ignorant. They disrespectful.
But you know what, homeboy, real quick? Crossing that out there, Bridge Jacksonville. Ooh, baby.
Listen, and then on top of that, y'all, she was flying getting here. Because every time I talked to her and she was getting closer, faster, I'm like, wait a minute. I know how long it takes to get to those areas. This nigga flying. Whoosh.
That's why I travel at night.
Baby. I don't care what. I could travel any time in the day. I have rarely ever been pulled over for speeding. Because, I don't like to speed. And two, I don't like to speed.
Man,
that's just my answer.
You told me in Florida that they don't care about you speeding as long as you ain't swerving and doing no off the wall, it was right then.
Yeah, cause you know in Florida you know you get on the turn you get on the turnpike or 95, you bound to pass a couple of Maseratis, you know, a few Porsche 911s.
All I got to say, Floridians can't drive.
No, people can't drive. Because I tell people like this, I have a driver's license for a car, a Humvee, a lawnmower, a weed eater. I have American. I have a driver's license been issued in the state of Tennessee. I've had a driver's license issued in the state of Florida. I've had a driver's license issued in the country of Germany. I've had a driver's license issued in the country of Kuwait. I've had an international driver's license issued to me. And I'm going to tell you right now, the international driver's license and the German driver's license are probably the two hardest driver's licenses I've ever had to get. So when I tell you...
alcohol driver's license.
Mm-hmm. So when I tell you people can't drive... I'm like, y'all don't even know the rule book.
But look here.
First of all, you know,
my mama German, so I hear about German all the time.
Do you know, that there are over 100 standard questions just to apply? Listen, you don't even want to know how ridiculous. You got to get through about 30 signs. And you got to list all 30 of those signs and get all of those signs right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, they make you study the whole book of signs because they don't tell you which signs they're giving you. And I mean, when I say signs, they talking about all the signs. You know, like the signs with the triangle in it, with the downgrade and the incline, and then they give you the percentage with it leaning to the left and the gravel. Bitch, yeah, you better get all that right and know what that one sign means.
Damn.
Roundabouts? We ain't even gonna deal with England and Europe and the roundabouts.
Yo, I'm so sick of roundabouts. Them shits get on my nerves. We got them here.
Nah, y'all ain't got them like they got over there though. Y'all ain't got the six.
Oh no, not like over there.
And then on top of that, they doing like 130 through that bitch. No, fuck y'all. You know what? Y'all done got me upset now.
They gonna be mad at me buffing the horn and shit.
That just, you ain't even, I'm not even, listen, let me tell you something. If you have never gone through that, the very first time you go through that, it's gonna piss you all the way the fuck off. Cause you're gonna be sitting there trying to figure out how in the hell did I just how did I end up in this? All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We will be right back after this commercial break.
Hey, hey, it's your boy Lil Joy, right? Hey, hey, I got my dog Tyrese in here with me. Hey, he just got a little something to tell all the ladies out there. Let's go!
Going back and forth. What we talking about? We keep tipping around the subject. So I'm open my eyes and say, everybody got what you need, girl, it's me. Oh, baby, girl, it's me. And I'm trying hard, trying hard. Show how much I want you. Need a man for the job. You said you need some more than you. So, baby, bring that body close to me. Wanna be the one,
the one to show you. All right, hello. We can't stay with that too long because we gotta do what day it is before we get out of here.
Woof.
Y'all always be so excited about what day it is. So let's get to it. Because, you know, it always be interesting.
Right?
So today is October the 25th. I don't know if they got this one up here. Before I go ahead and read all these ones that I know she sent me. Today is also, I want to give a shout out to my team that won today, the San Francisco 49ers. But it was National Tight End Day, and we got one of the best tight ends in the league. So to Mr. Kittle, happy National Tight End Day. Let's get that one out the way. Oh, today is National Mother-in-Law Day. So to my mother-in-law, happy Mother-in-Law Day to you. Today is National Chucky, the Notorious Killer Doll Day. First of all, that didn't scare me for real when I was a kid. So, yeah, nah, I'm good. We're not celebrating that. Thank y'all. Today is also National Greasy Foods Day. Yeah, I'm kind of good on that one. And then we also have Sourest Day. So I guess the sourest candy you had. Okay. All right. So let's get to some of these other days. We have British Summertime Ends. It's kind of late Britain for summer to be ending, but okay. We have National Art Day, National I Care About You Day. We also have World Pasta Day. And then we have Vijay Dashami Day. If this is a Indian.
Wait, did you say pasta or pasta?
Pasta.
Oh,
okay, so then we
pasta.
Got Vijay Dashami Day. Okay, so this is the 10th and the last day of Durga Puja. This is in October 25th. All over India, Hindus celebration the auspicious day in different ways. And some, I don't know what the hell I'm reading. But yeah, apparently this is a holiday in Hindu. So somebody who have hit Indian friends or Hindu friends, which I do have some of them, but I never really tried to learn the days. I just ate all the good food that they cook because I swear they can cook their ass off when I was hanging out with my Indian friends. Because, bro, they always tried to explain the days, and I just really, I couldn't get past praying to the different things that they prayed to. So I was just, yeah, I'm like, I'm good. So, but I love y'all. It's all good. So no disrespect. So we have those days, and then apparently it is Katy Perry's birthday. for me, I have a good friend. Wow, really? Jesus. Y'all
been kissing Katie Perry. That's the first song that popped in my head.
Okay, I've kissed a lot of girls, but that has nothing to do with anybody liking it. But no, I have a good friend, and her name is I call her Lennox. Her birthday is today, but the reason why I wanted to give her a shout out is because when I left Florida the last time, I had went to Georgia for a few months, and sometimes when you go through the worst experiences in your life, the people who don't have to be there are the ones who sometimes choose to listen first. And in spite of every negative situation that she was going through, because she was going through some very tumultuous things, she chose to be there for a friend. Not because she had to, but because she wanted to. And she was very encouraging in a time where I never told anyone, but it was one of the first times in my adult life where I actually really, really, really contemplated giving up. Not just suicide, because a lot of people think suicide is giving up, and suicide is not always giving up. Like literally just laying on the ground, just stopping moving, stopping breathing, literally just laying there and just giving up and being defeated. Because there comes a point in your life that everybody asks, and I want you to realize this question, it doesn't matter how good or how bad your life is, there comes a point when you ask, is it worth this? If you've never asked that question in your life, you are blessed. But for those of us who have had to make that determination in our lives, because there are decisions that have to be made sometimes. And sometimes you have to ask yourself, is it worth this? And when I had to ask myself that question, my friend was there to help me get through that question. We are so quick to give people credit for friendship for so many reasons. But there are so many small reasons that we have quality friends that we so often overlook. See, I love my friends. My friends are emotional. They're like me. They cry. You can't be too nice to my friends because they cry for being nice. They cry for when you hurt their feelings too. They're just emotional. I like it. I love it. Because sometimes crying is the only answer that you can have. But I told you, one of the things I'm going to uncover in doing this is who is there for the superheroes when the superheroes can't superhero anymore? Because we talk about the superheroes, all the heroes standing on the front line and the heroes and doing this and the heroes are doing that. But who holds up those superheroes? Because I can tell you, this week, I had to hold up a superhero. On this week, I've held up multiple superheroes. Because what you need as a hero is someone that just stands in the trenches. You need the Albert. You need the butler. You need the best friend. You need the Mary Jane. You need all the different names by whatever that best friend goes by, but you need these relationships because sometimes you have to be the superhero. Sometimes you have to get up and put on the cape and be mom and then be CEO and then be wife and then be the person who washed the dishes and then be the person who cooks the dinner. Sometimes you have to play every last one of those roles. But what happens when you can't do it anymore? Who holds up the superhero? Who looks the superhero in the eyes and says, I got you?
The one, yeah.
See, I hear everybody talking about the competition of life, but who's in the best competition to be the best friend? Not because you're in competition with other people to be the best friend, but you're in competition with yourself to be the best friend that you can be to the people who need you to be that. See, that's what I wake up every day saying. Every person that I come across, I hope I can be the best person that they've met today. That's my worth to the community. Because sometimes all someone needs is someone to believe that they're worth something. All someone needs is someone to say, I refuse to let you fail. I hear the glitters. I hear the shining. I hear the vacations. I hear the trips. I hear the love. I hear the encouragement. I hear all of that, but when you're in your darkest hour, who do you call? I know my team. I built my team myself. I put nothing but strong people around me, but they get weak too. They get tired. I told y'all, when we started October 1st, I said, y'all better order y'all sage now, because this month you're going to need to purify and you're going to need to find some time to yourself. Helen, didn't I have to tell you you needed to take 24 hours for yourself?
Yes. Yes, you did. I ended up taking the rest of the weekend instead because I needed it.
Because you needed it.
Yes.
Because sometimes somebody has to tell you to sit down. Sometimes you can be the biggest danger to yourself. And it's not because they're telling you to sit down because they don't want to see you be great. They're telling you to sit down because they want to see you be here tomorrow. See, when the reason someone is telling you to do something is not selfish, you can't make it a selfish reason. I've heard so many people say, oh, you don't want me to be great. That's why you're saying that. And I'm like, no, the reason why I'm asking you to do it is because I want to see you tomorrow. That wasn't a selfish reason. When I look at people, I don't look at doing it because I wanted something in return. Because whatever my terms are, I say, Helen, am I quick at telling people what my terms are up front?
Mm-hmm. Once they've shown you that they know, they see what you see in them. Once they realize that, then yes.
But I'll tell you my terms.
If you get what I was trying to say.
I got you. But I gave you my terms. But I want y'all to realize you have to be great for you. All right, Helen. Man, we did a whole hour show and we took it down to the last minute. You got to give these people a word before we get out of here.
Man, self-care, self-love, y'all. Remember that at the end of the day.
Listen,
y'all
we will be back on Wednesday, guys. We have another hour show on Wednesday. Friday, we have a two-hour show. We have a special. We have a good friend of mine, Miss Tanya Lewis, will be in the building. And y'all are going to get a special exclusive musical treat. This song will air specifically on this show. We have a first-time artist appearance on this show as well. So come back on Wednesday and Friday. We got so much major stuff to be kicking off. I love y'all. Do everything that we can. Until next time, I will see y'all on the other side. Helen, I holla.